Gee, Vargas Falchuk, Gee and Clark, come and look class, Gael na Shachtan a Shachtan, me, Tom Cormack, as usual on a Wednesday night, and with you, as always, until 9 o'clock. And we've got a very special treat lined up for you tonight, in actual fact. Our special guest is Father Austin Lafferty, captain of the 1955 St. Junan's Ranafast Colleges team. They're actually only Donegal College ever to win an Ulster A Colleges competition, and actually, Father Austin was telling me this evening, the first man to bring a cup of any kind back to the college. So we'll talk to Father Austin in a while about that. And but before that, in actual fact, it's coming up to half time. Of course, there's football action on tonight. This is quite a busy time. I know schools football is up and running, and well, St. Union's College actually recorded a good victory today in and the Ranafast competition in against St. McCartan's of Monaghan. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I can tell you in that Donegal Michael Murphy Sport and Leisure Intermediate Championship replay in our draw, it's pretty close and pretty tight between Neave Columba and St. Noel's. Remember, they drew last week 1-15 Neave Columba, 3-9 St. Noel's. St. Noel's going from 7 points down on that one. Just coming up to half time, the latest we have from that game is it's 3-2 in favour of Neave Columba. Ryan Gillespie and Philip Doherty among the scorers for Neave Columba. Gavin Marini has scored, I think, St. Noel's opening 2 points. Obviously a pretty wet and windy night down there, but as I said, our special guest tonight is Father Austin Lafferty. He'll be joining us in a moment to recall a great day for St. Junan's College when they won the Ulster Ranafast Cup. That's under 61.5 years ago. And well, I'm delighted to see him also joined by Gary McDade, of course, PE teacher at St. Junan's College and well-known GA coach, both with St. Junan's College and with Glen Swilly GA Club as well. Very good night to you, Gary.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks very much.
And first of all, obviously, we're going to talk to you about a day of festivities you've planned tomorrow and what it's all about. And of course, as we mentioned, you're honouring special people as well, like that members of that 1955 Ranafast Cup team, and of course a team the following year, probably many of the same players that reached the McCrory Cup final, the one and only time ever a St. Junan's College team did that. But first of all, good news today, good win for St. Junan's in the Ranafast Cup, bouncing back from losing their last game against Abbey CBS to record a big win today against St. McCartan's, 5-10 to 2-6.
Yeah, it was a massive one for the boys, Tom. Their heads were down a wee bit. They were very disappointed last week after losing to the Abbey CBS in Uri now, but no mean feat that there, because the Abbey would have qualified for the A quarter final at 15s, 14s, and 13s the last 3 years. And our boys were down, I think, 5 or 6 players last week as well, carrying a lot of injuries into the game, and they still ran them very close. So they did, I think it was 6 or 7 points in the end, but they're still missing a few men today when they came out at it again. But seemed to put the shoulder to the wheel again in typical college style, and they pulled out a terrific result today, so they did.
Yeah, Conor O'Donnell's 2-4, obviously he's having a very good season, and James Carlin, 3 goals.
Yeah, and I think James came off the bench. I was speaking to Colin McFadden this evening. Colin McFadden, Chris Carr, the managers, they look after the team, and I think James came off the bench and bagged a hat-trick coming off the bench, so he did. And Conor O'Donnell, just carrying on from where he left off last year, he had a brilliant year for Colin and Chris last year in the Trainer Cup. They actually won the Trainer Cup at B last year, Tom, and now they've got promoted to the Ranafast today this year, so that's why they're competing up there. We're actually the only school in Donegal.
Yeah, clarify that for us, because there's been some little confusion about that. I think Inishowen and Clash in the Shonar as well, are they?
Yeah, well, they're the 5 schools.
Yeah,
that's right. We're the only individual school that will be playing. They have a team competing at A level, and the Ulster schools, called Ulster schools now because it's combined. The Ulster colleges and the Ulster vocational schools have now combined, so they have to make Ulster schools. So, but still, they've kept the names of the competitions from the colleges. You know what I mean? At the top level, the McCrory's still there, the McLaren's still there, the Ranafast is still there. So thankfully, we have a team and we're competing there. And we would usually have 1 or 2 teams every year competing at the top tier in Ulster, so we would. And please God, that'll long continue, maybe even get all of them up eventually. But we're definitely heading, hopefully, in the right direction. There's massive work going on at the moment in the school. I mean, like Colin and Chris are putting huge work on with them boys. They'll be out there at 7 o'clock in the morning, some of the last weeks they were training the boys last Tuesday morning for a couple of hours before school began, and you've Neil Gordon and Sean McGinley looking after the seniors, putting in massive hours in there with them boys as well. Their competition will start in McLaren in the middle of next month, and you've David O'Hurley from the St. Union's Club looking after the under-15s, and Eamon Doherty from the St. Union's Club, who just joined the staff this year, Donegal here as well, will be looking after the first year and the 13s, and have the under-14s myself and Eddie Harvey are looking after them. So we are. So we're very lucky in the school that we have a lot of men with keen interest in football and coaching, and I suppose that we have another. We're very lucky that there's past people involved with every one of the teams. So they're all doing it for the right reason. You know what I mean? Like, they have a lot of pride in the school.
Yeah, and obviously, no disrespect to anybody else, but obviously to have inter-county players and All-Ireland winners and All-Stars like Colin McFadden and county player like Eamon Doherty, coaching obviously can mean a lot as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, and listen, the boys look up hugely to the Colin the last number of years, and now to get the likes of Eamon on the staff is massive as well. I mean, because he's the current senior player in the Donegal team, and like, Colin is highly looked up to and respected by all the young fellas in the school, and he's the first one when the open day comes from the second class boys and the first years come in. He's the first teacher they want to see. You know what I mean? Because he has that reputation of on the football field, but.
What's he like in the classroom? Is he?
I don't be in the classroom, so I'm not able to answer that one. You can ask a few of the people.
Anyway, we'll leave that. We'll park that for a moment, and we might get back to it later on. Tell me, you have a big day of celebration tomorrow. It's a big occasion for you, isn't it, for the school?
Yeah,
or the college. Sorry,
sports huge in the college. So it is. Propose we'd be known as the main sport in school in Donegal, and our GAA would be huge in the school as well. And I mean, that link goes back for years, and I suppose one of the key links is back to 1955, when it was our first ever competition that we won an A competition. It was actually the only ever A competition won by any school in Donegal that was brought across the border and came on here. It was the Ranafast Cup. There was a man called John Wilson, who was manager of that team, who later became Taoiseach. So he was of the country.
Yeah.
He was actually manager of the team. He won an All-Ireland with Cavan in 1947. So he did, Tom, and he began teaching the college 5 years later in 1953. So he did. And when he came into the college, he put a lot of his work, I've been told, into the first and second years. He started at them when he came in, and fruit obviously paid off. It was a couple of years later, in 1955, he won the Ranafast Cup with that group, captained by, as you mentioned there earlier, Father Austin Lafferty, who went on then to become a priest and joined back at the school, became a future president at the school, and is still on the board of management of the school, still heavily involved in the school. And he became, then he was also part of the 1956 McCrory Cup team. There was a lot of the players transferred over from the 55 Ranafast and McCrory Cup team. Unfortunately, they lost to him in the McCrory Cup final in 1956, a year later.
Yeah.
So the Cartons and Monaghan by a point. And that team was captained by a man from Downings called Anton McGettigan. So it was. So we're marking those two teams tomorrow. So we are about their achievements. That 56 McCrory team and the one in 55 ran a fast team. There was actually a key thing I came across there in the last couple of weeks when we were putting all this work together. 11 of that McCrory team had lost that McCrory final, played in the Donegal minor team that year in 1956.
The first Donegal team to ever win a minor Ulster.
The first ever Donegal team to win a minor Ulster in 11, and we're on that McCrory team. So it says a lot about the standard of college's football, and definitely hasn't waned. It's still right up there. Like, if you've talked to a lot of boys that would have played McCrory Cup in our place in the last number of years, a lot of them would tell you that the standard is unbelievable, and it's just a lot of them would say, like, you know, because it's under 18.5, it's actually higher than county minor standard, because it's just a savage. You have boys from all the nine counties competing really, really hard, and you've colleges competing with players from a number of counties, like the Newry schools, etc.
Yeah. Anyway, you mentioned Father Austin Laverty there. Well, I'm delighted to see I have that captain of that winning Ranafast Cup team, Father Austin, on the phone. Good night to you, Father Austin.
Good night.
And tell me, what was it like to be captain of that first team 61 years ago?
It was a privilege that I had, and it wasn't that I was the best footballer or anything like that, but I happened to be a fifth-year student at the time, and all the rest of them would have been fourth-year students or third-year students or maybe even second-year students, but I happened to be the senior person, so John Wilson landed me with the job of being captain, and I was privileged to be captain, and I still remember that with pride, if you like to describe it that way.
Yeah. It was a huge thing at the time, I'm sure.
No, it was a huge thing at the time, there's no doubt at all about it, because we had never won anything, and I was just looking at a cutting that I have here in front of me that they described St. Eunan's Ranafast Cup as a minor epic, and further down in it, they says there's a story behind all this, of course, a long story, a story of years of striving, of underachievement, of defeats sportingly born of hopeful resurrection and regeneration and repeated defeats. These are the genre, these are the elements of an epic. The story is perhaps a minor epic. The epic hero is not one person, not a team, not a school, but a spirit.
Yeah.
A spirit that informed that school over many years against much discouragement. And I think that was that fairly well sums up the situation, because there were some fantastic footballers there in the years, even the time that I was there as a student, a senior student. And there were some very, very fine footballers there, but they just didn't... Things didn't work out for them, let's put it that way.
And tell me, Father, just before we just to let you know that it's half-time in that intermediate championship game between Neave Columba and St. Olds. It's 3-2 to Neave Columba. Father, we spoke there of the influence and the importance of having somebody, an All-Ireland winner on the teaching staff and coaching. Obviously, John Wilson brought a lot, didn't he?
He did, there's no doubt about it. He brought determination as much as anything else. And that determination was through the whole thing, and even when they were seemed to be getting the better of them in the second half, the determination pulled them through, and they pulled out again and were able to win by, what was it, 2-10 to 2-5 or something like that was the final score.
Yeah. And tell me, was it what, St. Coleman's Newry you beat in the final, was it?
Yeah. St. Coleman's Newry were beaten the final, and then St. Coleman's Newry. No, did they get their own back the following year? No, it was McCartan's that beat the... Yeah.
Gary, maybe you can help us there, was it?
It was St. McCartan's that beat us in McCrory final the following year, but we got a wee bit of revenge today, and we beat St. McCartan's in the run of fast today.
I hope you hadn't waited 61 years.
No.
Because I think we beat McCartan's in the semi-final. That particular year as well. So it was a fantastic achievement, and I mean, there's no doubt about it. God help, a fair number of them have passed on to the better world beyond the grave, as they say. I was just looking at the picture today, and there's about 7 of them who are no longer with us.
Yeah.
Which tells you something or other as well.
And tell me, before we go to an ad break, Father, can you recall the team?
Oh, I have a picture of them here and sitting in front of me.
Oh, brilliant. Maybe you tell us who was on it.
Well, the goal man was Aidan McNally. The full backs were P.V. Gallagher from Arnmore Island. I was full back. Hugh Strain was left full back.
Yeah.
I think Cathal Carr, what do we see? Was he there? No, he wasn't there.
You're doing well anyway, you're doing well.
Yeah. The half line, Sean McEntee was on the half line. Paul Sweeney was there as well. Ben O'Donnell was there. They were midfield. Paddy Ward from Convoy. Mick McGinley was in the forward line. So was Michael McCaffrey and Francis Cannon. Francis Cannon, I think, was the half-back line.
Yeah.
John Campbell was the full forward, and John Campbell was only second year at the time, as far as I remember, and he was a fantastic footballer. And
He was from Dunloe, wasn't he?
He was from Dunloe, and he died very young, actually.
He's dead.
Ben O'Donnell's dead. Michael McCaffrey's dead. P.V. Gallagher's dead. Aidan McNally died there a couple of weeks ago in Ballyshannon.
Hugh Strain is
dead as well. Yeah. Josie Coggins is dead. unfortunately. So they'll not be able to be there. Hopefully somebody belonging to them will be there tomorrow to represent them. I hope they will be.
Father Ash, could you and Clara come and Luke Klasky and the Shocktona? And, well, we're going down memory lane with Father Austin Laverty and with Gary McDade. Of course, Father Austin was captain of the 1959 St. Junius College Ranafast Cupping team, the only college team ever, the only Donegal school, actually, college ever to win an Ulster A colleges competition. And as we heard, Gary says this year's team under Colin McFadden and Chris Carr had a big victory today over St. McCartan's of Monaghan. That game was played in Garvahy. And just to remind you before we go back to Father Austin and to Gary, you can... obviously, listen back to the programme if you missed any of it, or if you want to tell anybody about it, on www.highlandradio.com or on the Highland Radio app. And good to hear Father Austin on the radio, and also the best of luck to the college this year in all their competition and that competitions. And that's from James and Breach Melly in Letcher. Father Austin, who were the big colleges in Ulster that time?
Oh, McCartan's, Cavan, St. Patrick's College in Cavan, St. McCartan's, Monaghan, the two schools in Newry, the Abbey, and
Coleman's
and St. Pat's Armagh. They would have been the big ones.
And obviously then quite a lot of you graduated as well, as we said, went the following 2 years later.
It was the following year. I was gone by that time. Now, I was fifth year in that, in 1955. Okay. I happened to be one of the...
So you're a very young student.
I was young, you see. This is the only reason why I was on the team in the first place, probably. The following year, it was, they went to the final, and the team, I have a copy of the programme for that. To McCartan's and St. Union's final, the McGorry Cup final, in front of me. And most of those people that were on that 1955 team were back in the 1960s, the 56 team as well. And there was one new name, was Sean Ferreter, appeared for the first time.
Yeah, and he was a big name afterwards.
He was a big name afterwards, and the rest of them were just... But the final score in the other one was 3-10 to 3-5. And the score, Anton McGettigan scored 5 points. John Campbell scored 2 goals and 2 points. Josie Coggan scored 1 goal and 1 point. Josie Halpin scored a point, and Michael McCaffrey scored a point. They were the scorers.
And come here, how important was Gaelic football in the college at that time, in the life?
Well, it was the only thing we had.
Yeah.
Basically, I mean, it was a way from keeping us from going stark raving bonkers.
Of course, you were all boarders, weren't you?
We were all boarders, and the facilities were, well, the shower was a tap outside the kitchen door, and the way to clean your shoes was there was a drain going down outside the gate, and that's the way we cleaned the shoes. There was no such thing as Michael Murphy's shoe. We were lucky to have a pair of football boots at all, but it was a different kind of a situation.
And what was the training like? How often would you train?
You trained almost every evening after school, and it was basically the training was round and round the pitch, getting fit and then kicking out and into the goals, and that was the training. It wasn't as sophisticated as what you have nowadays.
And having said that, John Wilson came on with a sophistication probably that you hadn't experienced before.
Well, he had brought a little bit of sophistication into it. It would have been, he taught us a few tricks that we wouldn't have known, because he had the basics, and we would have been knocking around, but we wouldn't necessarily have the basics of football. He would definitely give us the right way to deal with the situation, and he was very good in the sense that he could lay out a plan for the team as well, because I remember him telling P.V. Gallagher and Strain, who were the cornerbacks, go you boys for the ball and Lafferty will get it behind you if it goes over your head. That was the kind of a way that he worked it out, and he figured that there was no, that a ball could travel a lot quicker if it was kicked than if somebody went on a solo run. So there was a few things like that, you know, that were...
Yeah, get people to kick it. I think we should bring them back and get them to start kicking it again as well.
There might be no harm. Because, you see, The basics were there, but trying to put the ball over the bar, trying to kick the ball right, and he did do that for us all right, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, of course, and as we said, he was an All-Ireland winner with Cavan.
He was an All-Ireland winner, so we hadn't put any choice but to look up to him. We did look up to him all right.
And would you have been aware of him growing up, as you know, before he came to the college, or when he
came? We would have known about the 1947, maybe. See, they won that match in the Polo Grounds in New York.
Yeah, that was kind of famous as well, wasn't
and
it?
And he was in the halfback line, yeah.
And tell me, Father, obviously you mentioned, you know, Anton McGerrigan, and you mentioned Paul Sweeney and John Campbell.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There was a big spread. You were players from all of Ben O'Donnell. You were players from all over the county, weren't they?
Players from all over the county, yeah. I was just looking at it. There was nobody from Killybegs, Kilcar, Glencolum Kill on that particular team. The most of them would have been, well, West Donegal up to a point, and then a few from around Letterkenny and Downings and that general countryside, Rathmullen even, because Josie Coggins was from Rathmullen, and there wouldn't have been a fantastic
tradition
of Gaelic football in Rathmullen.
Yeah.
Strain was from Kilmacrennan, and Paul Sweeney was from Dunlow. Paddy Ward was from Convoy. I don't know where he...
Paddy's in... I think he joined the Guard of Shikon.
That's what I thought,
I think he's based in Sligo.
Josie Coggins was in the Guard there as well. Aidan McNally was in ESB.
Yeah. So obviously great memories, and looking forward to tomorrow.
Looking forward. I hope it's a middling, respectable kind of a day, because if it's anything like today, it'll be...
Yeah, well, I'm sure you have a path to man above. You can get a gig.
I will do that, all right, yeah.
Tell me, Father, before you let you go, what do you make of the modern game?
Well, it's different.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. It's more across than up and down. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
If it's played right, it can be okay, but it can be very boring if they're getting nowhere.
And of course, you went back afterwards, and you taught in the school, and of course you were president in the school.
That's right, And I got as far as the Donegal Miners in that 1955 as well.
Were you on the team in 56, were you?
No, I wasn't. I was gone by 56. I was in Maynooth at 56.
All right. So,
and back in 62 then, and I was there until 82.
And when you were in Maynooth, were you allowed to play football?
Oh yeah, we had a team. Every class had a team there. And that's the way that was worked out there, and it was fairly tight there too, because there was no questions either asked or given.
And of course, again, there'd be good footballers from all over the country.
Oh, there were good footballers from all over the country, sure. Yeah, there were a lot of county footballers.
Yeah.
And then DC had nothing else there either. DC only football.
Yeah, well, Gaelic game was obviously the dominant at the time, wasn't it?
Would have been, and there was quite an amount of soccer in Maynooth as well. We played soccer as well there, and there was only about seven or eight of us, but we won the soccer league in Maynooth about three or four times in the 7 years that we were there.
Brilliant, brilliant. It's 5 minutes into the second half in that intermediate championship quarterfinal replay in Ardra. It's Naoimh Columba 3 points. It's in all 3 points.
Oh,
and Father,
Lord Almighty, save us! It's a very bad night here for playing football.
Aye, and it's in Ardra there beside you.
Beside me.
And tell me, Father, is it a source of disappointment to you that, you know, no team from the college has ever won an A since?
Well, it is. That's the one thing that kind of bugs me, because they had won the Herald on a number of occasions. They won the All-Ireland Colleges B competition in 1978, and they had won so very, very much ever since. But
some very good footballers.
Well, I mean, you boys like Michael Murphy and those fellas, and some very Colin McFadden and those boys, you know.
Johnny McGrew, Tommy Ryan, Paul
Carr.
They
didn't get somewhere or other. They didn't get the chance for. They never seemed to have been able to get past about the
well, obviously encouraging when you hear Gary say about all the work that's been done now, and obviously this year.
Hopefully. I'd like to see it. I would love to be still alive. I hope to be still alive whatever time they bring in either the Ranafast or the McGorry. I think the Ranafast,
I think this year's team is a good one.
Yeah, there's under 16.5. I think we were under 17.5 or something like that at the time, as far as it was changed. And it was 19 for the McGorry, as far as I remember, because the Ulster, the colleges in the north were in a better position, because they could hold on to fellas for the next 3 years there.
And that probably
It helped.
And that probably contributed some way as well, where you were always, where St. Junans were probably always up against it anyway. Because
yes, that's right. Yeah.
Look, at Father, it was lovely having you, and have a very good day tomorrow, and hopefully the sky is blue.
Well.
Before you let Father Austin go.
We managed to get a special guest tomorrow as well. We managed to trace down the original Ranafast Cup that he picked up in 1955.
Thank you. Oh, Lord.
Mike Murphy delivered it to my house here this evening.
Good, that's
Scholar.
Fantastic. That was beautiful.
I managed to trace it down. It was in the Armagh Library. It's an archive there. It's on display on there, and we've got it for
it. Must be been, is it has been played for at all at the moment. It is.
The Ranafast is a new cup, isn't it?
There's a new Ranafast cup.
There's a new Ranafast cup.
This one is
this is the old one, the battered one.
The one that you would have picked up in 1955. Oh, so we managed to trace that down, and thanks a lot to Mick now for getting that down for us from our man.
Mick McGinley?
Mick Murphy, Michael Spallon.
Mick Murphy, Michael Murphy. Yes. All right, yes.
Look at Father, thank you indeed. Right. And just, we've got about a minute, Gary. Can you maybe tell us, run us through what's happening tomorrow?
Yeah, well, all the past presidents as well as the two teams are coming in for a quick reception at a 1:30 in the president's office. And then after that, Tom, Father Austin, his team has been led out by the current Ranafast team onto the front pitch. So they are, and then there's a match then between the current senior team and the LYET, because a lot of our past pupils will go to the LYET. Before that match, Father Austin is going to present the medals to the current Ranafast team who won the Trainer Cup last year. So they are, and the match tomorrow is going to be actually refereed by our 1972 Herald Cup captain, Michael Mulhern from the St. Junan's Club. Then after that, after the match is over, our Parents Association are going to launch their campaign to erect the billboard beside the pitch. HIT is all our new sponsors. So it's a College Sports Development Fund, and they have put huge work under that. People like Damien Kelly, so they have.
And I know you have a big function tomorrow night in the Mount Errigal as well.
The Mount Errigal, it finishes off tomorrow night. So
Gary, Gary, thank you for joining us. My thanks also to Austin Lafferty. The thanks to Jimmy Stafford on sound. Good evening, Shock, and to Hogan, me, Tom Cummings, Lonergan Bannock.